So another question, Corey, re-challenge after durvalumab consolidation, Corey. So we asked the audience, a patient develops metastatic disease 18 months later. They say, yeah, they re-challenge with a checkpoint inhibitor. You agree? And what about if it's quicker, let's say 9 months?
So I'd have different answers. If it is 18 months, I'd certainly consider it, either alone or potentially in combination with chemo. But if they're actually refractory, if disease is progressing despite durva or ongoing PD-1 or PD-L1 inhibition, I'll go with chemo or chemo-bev.
So final question, Nair, and again, this comes up all the time. We go to the next one, which is duration of treatment in the metastatic setting. Patient who's doing well, tolerating therapy well, would you stop treatment at any point in time? Half the audience says no, they would keep it going. But quite a few people, the other half, would say, yeah, we'd stop after a year, after 2 years. Nair, again, this is a metastatic disease. Patient's doing well. Would you stop therapy?
I stop at 2 years. I mean, I think that we don't know the answer. I think that, in general, some of the earlier trials, you know, with Pembro did stop at 2 years, and they typically did very well. So I wouldn't continue these drugs indefinitely.
Just curious, how many people have you stopped therapy in? Have you seen any recurrences after that?
No, I've treated a lot, but I haven't seen recurrences.
You stopped therapy in a lot of patients.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, we just saw longer-term data that Roy Herbst presented at ESMO, that if you made it to 2 years on Pembro with a deep response, like almost everybody makes it out to 3, 4 or more years. So
Dave, you're also a two-year believer?
Yeah, because those were the way the studies were designed.
But I mean, clinically, that's what you're doing?
That's what I do.
And again, how many times have you done it? Have you seen people relapse after that?
So I've seen it happen, not in the first line setting yet, but where I used to give checkpoint inhibitor as a second or later line therapy, I've seen it happen there where I've stopped it at 2 years and folks have recurred.
I guess it gets more complicated if you're giving Pembro and chemotherapy
as
maintenance.
Right.
What do you do for those patients?
Really complicated.